Yes, please.
Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you.
Always on the job. I've been trying to catch you napping, but I can't do it. How'd you get along with those nice women last night?
See, I was, Listen, you had some of the toughest guys in that damn Congress last night. My God, some of those fellows there.
Did you put Ben Jetson up to make that
Yeah, I sure as hell didn't, but geez, isn't Ben a puce? I will say this, though, when you, knocked him on his can, you provided a pillow for him. So he felt kind of soft and easy. Geez, even his colleagues were embarrassed. You know, they were talking to me afterwards, saying, God, I don't know why Ben does those things. Geez, I really enjoyed it when you gave the rebuttal.
Oh. Tell that sweet wife of yours, I sure appreciated her contribution. She was mighty faithful throughout, and it just shows you we all outmarried ourselves.
While I have you for a moment, Mr. President, it was fortuitous as hell that that Charlie Buckley letter was available, because Charlie called this morning. The letter was en route to him, and he was hysterical. He said that there was an article in the New York Post saying that you were for Wagner and against him, and by God, you had to have a White House denial. And I said, Charlie, God, there's a marvelous letter from the president en route to you. It'll be in your office momentarily, I'm sure. And he said, is that right? And I said, yeah. He said, well, could you read it? I said, let me get a copy of it. So I read it to him over the telephone. And I said, now, Charlie, this letter the president sent you on January 11th was the time of the Kennedy Cultural Center decision. And I said, now, you're the... that wouldn't release a letter like that. You've had it since January, but now these fellows are giving you all kinds of problems in New York. So I would think, rather than having White House denials and all that sort of thing about stories like that, that you just say, gentlemen, I'm just a little sick and tired of this. The president and I have a very fine relationship, and now I'm just going to do something I normally wouldn't do and take out of my file a letter that I received last January. And Jesus, he was so happy.
Good. But he's signed yesterday, too.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a January date on it.
I know, but I mean, he ought to know that we did it before we ever heard this article.
Oh, yeah, because I was able to read it over the phone to him.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it couldn't have happened better, though. Jesus, he was roaring, you know.
They ought to do that way. Nobody's ever talked about it.
I know. But, gee, it certainly, I'll tell you, boy, did I breathe a sigh of relief to have that at my elbow when he started in.
Paul Douglas is here. Are you handling the Dune stuff for us?
Lee White.
All right. Truth and Lending, are you handling that?
Yes, we've worked on that, yeah.
All right. You want to come down here and talk to us about it, or you want to tell me about it, or what's the situation? He says the subcommittee, they got an amendment that they want to put in it. The Muskie from Maine, that allow 3% a month instead of 3% a year.
Yeah. Well, I was...
That's stretching it a little bit, but
yeah.
I make my point.
Yeah. I would say this, that why don't you do this with them? Leave it that we'll be checking Muskie on it. Now, I did check Muskie 2 days ago, and Muskie is thinking it out a little bit. Paul is disturbed. He had Andy B. Muller, I'm sure it was through Paul B. Muller, called me. And the whole thing is, I put a little delay on it and let us see if we can work it out with Muskie. Then
would
this
you get
is...
old Muskie and see what you
I will.
Do?
I will.
All right, wait a minute. You tell Paul that.
All right.
Yes. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Senator. How
yes.
are you?
Good.
Now, as I understand it from my report from Muskie of 2 days ago, He said he absolutely was for Truth and Lending. He was a co-sponsor and all this sort of thing, but he wanted on the face of the
monthly rate.
Yeah, but
a lot.
Now I understood that you were going to meet this morning, and
I accepted an amendment to exempt revolving credit.
Yeah,
and so I've conceded really